This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I needed your help, though, because I bought my house about 3 or so years ago, and I'm on the east side. And so I have someone that comes and does my driveway, because I was told on the east side, basically, that's just something you have to have. I have a long driveway, and I'm not going to get out there and shovel that. That's just not going to be reality for me.
You can always just buy a flamethrower.
A flamethrower? Yeah, because that sounds cheap and inexpensive. A flamethrower? What am I missing here?
Google it.
You know, I think when I think of flamethrower,
love watching those videos. Guys out there with flamethrowers melting the snow.
Who was the villain in The Simpsons that gave Homer the Denver Broncos as a team? Remember that guy was. You know, he had the flamethrower that he used to just go ahead and have. Maybe this is a deep Simpson cut, and I apologize for that. Neither here nor there. So I have someone that comes and does the driveway. I constantly complain about this guy because I pay him a flat rate and he never shows up, but I've gotten my money's worth this year, right?
Okay.
And I was talking to you before the show, and I was like, so what's interesting? What's going on in your life? And you're telling me about how you were shoveling your snow, and what ended up, you hurt your back, or what happened?
No, so I've actually shoveled more this weekend, or this past weekend,
yeah,
than the previous 8 winters combined.
I believe it.
So my neighbor, God bless her, she had knee surgery, so
okay.
she can't shovel her snow.
Yeah, so you're the good neighbor that does it for her.
Not only do I shovel my snow, but I go over and make sure that her driveway and her sidewalks are shoveled.
So sane of a human. That you should do that. I remember as a child, I did that for the neighbor that I had. Mama Pat was her name, and she was in her 80s, and so I would go over, and my dad would be like, her house, and then you go do her house, and you treat her house like it's a part of our house. That was just the reality, which I think is a great move, and I love that you do that for your neighbor. But I was thinking about it as you were explaining this, and I'm like, wait, I've lived in this house for 3 years. I've never once shoveled my walk. And thinking about it...
Well, that's because you congratulations on your success. You farm it out.
No. I don't farm out shoveling the walk. I farm out shoveling the driveway. And I was thinking about this even more. No one on my block ever does.
How do you not shovel your walk?
So we're on a cul-de-sac. And for some odd reason with this block, everyone's got the same understanding. And I don't know why, and I wonder if I'm missing something, but nobody shovels the walk. And anytime anybody goes to take a walk down our street, and I've noticed this consistently, people just walk on the actual street instead of the sidewalk. And I'm wondering if I'm part of the problem instead of the solution. Like, if I got out there and shoveled the walk, it creates more of a problem for me, obviously. Then I have to spend time outside shoveling the walk, and who wants to do that? But, like, I think I have it gravy right now. Should I be speaking to my neighbors about this? Or should I just go with a good time?
I'd probably stick with a good time. Right, good for you for not having to shovel your side.
It's a cul-de-sac, so, like, everyone's just on the same page. No, I got grandfathered into this, but I never connected the dots until we were talking earlier. Like, why is it? I never shovel, and nobody else does either. I've looked at other houses. No one does anything with it.
Well, then don't,
just keep it going, right?
Don't make your neighbors look bad. But in mine, where I live.
You guys walk on the sidewalk.
We are supposed to shovel the sidewalk. That is our responsibility as homeowners.
Would you get fined if you didn't? Like you have like an HOA or something that would come down?
No, it's not an HOA thing. It's a city ordinance.
Oh, man, how annoying would that be? Yeah, for some reason, everyone's cool with just walking on the actual street. And yeah, no one walks on the sidewalk.
We're supposed to shovel the sidewalk so that pedestrians have somewhere. Which actually is somewhat important because every day I got neighbors walking dogs and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like if I started this and I started actually just then doing it, then maybe it would be, one person sees me doing it, then they feel obligated to do it. But then that sets up a whole can. That opens a can of worms I don't think I want to open.
Well, it's to a point now where I am, my lot is not wide enough to get a snowblower from the back out to the front. Because it basically goes house, driveway, house.
Okay.
There's like the grass in between homes is like 2 feet. Okay?
Yeah.
So the lots are really super tight. So, but I am to a point now where I'm like, I probably should invest in a snowblower because shoveling the snow, I'm like, it's gone through my head.
I don't want to make age jokes or anything, but I'm being honest about it. Like, you can have some real problems if you're getting up there in the age bracket and then you're shoveling snow. That's only heart attacks happen that way.
The thought of having...
Mac, that's a real deal.
Yeah.
It's your upside,
thanks,
and then you get the sweats and everything like that, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, like, you're just down on the ground.
Yeah,
so we're
thanks,
all going to die in Nick's fat.
That's right.
I'm not, though, but like, this past weekend...
Poor Mac.
The two rounds of snow we had, the first round was the wet, heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the one where I thought I was worried I was about to have the big one.
It's a real problem out there. I'm telling you.
Max making jokes, dropping drops, you know. I'm thinking about I'm going to have the big one shoveling snow, and you think it's all happy giggles and smiles.
What happened to Daryl? He was out shoveling. Does your neighbor lady, does she make you like meatballs like Adam Sandler, the wedding singer?
She brought me pizza the other night.
She brought you pizza the other night.
She did.
I mean, yeah,
that was very nice of her. I didn't ask for it. But... No.
All you need that is once, right? You just need that once. Just a good time of like, hey, thanks. Yeah. I see what you're doing.
Yeah. That was nice of her. So.
Was it like a, was it an actual like,
but it
a,
is, it's,
like
it's
a DiGiorno
to,
style pizza? What kind of pizza are we talking here?
I don't know if it was DiGiorno.
Have some Senka.
She brought those pizzas that are basically like cardboard that are like $2 at the.
But it's the thought that counts, and
that's right.
But yeah, it's good to help your neighbor, Jonathan. But also,
my neighbors aren't doing it either.
Your neighbor.
Well, that's the other part of this. Well, I had that problem with the grass where I got too involved in
now,
the grass, and I was definitely showing up the neighborhood because I had the lawn striping kit. Like I made it look like outfield at Progressive. Okay,
if
like
you
went overboard.
If you want to be the neighborhood MVP. Get yourself a snowblower and just go ahead and snowblow the cul-de-sac.
I like the setup that it feels like we have here, where just no one does it. And we're all cool with that. And if you want to come down our street, guess what? You're walking in the street.
Okay. I'm just trying to help you out there.
No.
You could be the neighborhood. You could be the cul-de-sac MVP. You'd find yourself getting invited to a few barbecues in the summer. I think.
Listen, Peter wants to chime in because he knows. And this is, Mac, this is for you. Yeah. This is instructional for you.
Yeah, this is for you.
And then we'll get to the NBA.
You making fun of me being worried about having the big one while shoveling heavy snow. Here you go. Let's go.
I'm writing it down right now.
Go ahead, Peter. Tell him about the serious nature of this.
Tons of people die every year shoveling snow alone because they have heart attacks because it's strenuous.
See? Yeah.
Hard work. My wife spots me. Whenever I shovel the back walk and the front walk and the front sidewalk, she always will watch me and make sure she has an eye on me because people do it. I would suggest, guys, if you have to do all the shoveling, get an electric shovel. It's a cross between a shovel and a snowblower, and it works on the heavy, dense stuff. It doesn't work great on the underlying ice, but on any type of snow, electric shovel all the way. Get like a 40-volt or 60-volt one from Home Depot. They are money.
That sounds like a good idea.
Thank you, Peter. Hey, Mac, how you feeling over there right now, huh?
I feel educated. Learn something new every day.
Well, now that's a good spin on it. You see? This is all about growth here. Mac, and you felt like you had some growth there, and I like that.
Absolutely.
Please, don't pick on Mac here. Mac is doing a great job. Daryl, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He's the one laughing at the prospect of me having the big one shoveling snow. Ha-ha, that's a way to go.
Daryl's obituary.
I mean, you did say on Friday that you're already getting mail about your funeral. So
like, I am.
You get mail about your funeral?
I do. I get at least once a week, I get mail asking, wanting me to make my final arrangements with their establishment. That is a true thing.
Do they offer like discounts or something?
Well, I'm sure.
No, 10% off.
I don't think I'm
cremations 25% off.
I don't think I'm getting a buy one get one free deal.
Yeah, that doesn't
drop
yeah.
dead deal.
How you die matters. If you die shoveling the snow, 35% off.
Holy cannoli!
Although there is a thing now where I guess if you choose the cremation route, which a lot of folks do,
yeah, it's very popular these days.
You can be put in an hourglass. Instead of being in a jar, they put you in an hourglass. And
is that what you want?
No!
I feel like you'd want to be put in like a Daryl bobblehead doll or something.
No, I will say, I do have a concern.
Yeah? About what?
About getting buried. I'm worried that if people find out that my grave's going to get the Art Modell treatment. Daryl. I am legit concerned about that.
Why are you? You'll be dead. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but
you'll be dead. You won't know. You have no idea. I have zero clue if that happens. I'm going to put your mind at ease. You'll have zero idea if
that
happens.
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
wanted to make sure we were on the same page.
And
there.
I'm telling you, you'll be okay. You'll be.
I see gold in their hills.
Now listen, Art Modell, I'm not going to say earned every bit of it, but he earned every bit of it, okay?
He did.
But if that were to happen to you,
you would say I earned every bit of it, right?
I'd be kind of impressed if someone took that type of rage against me all the way to the grave. I'd be kind of like, as a media member, I was able to make someone so angry that after I die, that's what they did to my grave. I'd be like, wow, that's an impact right there. That is a something. So I wouldn't think of it any bad way. But you'll be dead.
Who cares? At least the line at my wake will be short. You have that going for you.
Gosh, I mean, jeez.
Well, Max just overjoyed at the thought of me, having the big one while shoveling snow here.
Well, I mean, I would ask you if you're like someone we know that was listening to the radio at a funeral recently. I would ask you if you want that treatment for people where the line is so long that you have to pop in the headphones and then listen to the radio as you go through the line. But that's neither here nor there. We're not going to bring that person up in the equation.
No.
Oh, so that's where Daryl draws the line. You see how that works?
Line there. Yeah.
That's what you see. Daryl's going with anything, and that's where Daryl draws
in
the line.
Drawn immediately.
You can make fun of me, but you can't make fun of my associates.
Okay. Does the NBA have a negativity problem?
I would say it depends what TV show you're watching.
Well,
but their most popular TV show, and I've been because I've read some columns and think pieces on this.
Yeah.
About the inside the NBA crew.
Yeah.
I've been listening with a little more of a...
Well, that's their whole
close
shtick.
That's their whole shtick is to just dump on this current group of players. I don't know that that's great for the game. Those guys are fantastic. They're entertaining. I'm addicted to that show because it's hilarious. They balance the seriousness with the hilarity and all that, right? They're dunking on each other. But I do think there are times where it gets to be a bit much with them dumping on the current NBA product.
Yeah, so what I thought was interesting, Daryl, is so yesterday, and we were talking about the inside of the NBA, and then we brought up Draymond Green, right? And Draymond Green got his All-Star Weekend appearance, and all he did was just crap all over the All-Star game. And it's like, well, where did he get that from? He got that from the idea. Anytime Inside NBA does it, people love it, and they tell him how great they are. And
not to mention that the reason why the All-Star game is so terrible now is because of guys like Draymond Green.
Well, and so in Draymond's instance, though, my thought process there, and this is what I said yesterday, was like, if you told me, hey, Jonathan, right now I'm not in on the WNBA. I hope to get there at some point. I like the game above the rim. That's all that matters to me. Hopefully with Cleveland getting a team, I'll get there, right? And my daughter will be the right age for when they get a team, and I'm hoping to really embrace it, and I'm hoping it's content. But as of right now, I'm not in on the WNBA. So knowing that, if the WNBA came to Cleveland and said, hey, Jonathan, we want you to be the voice of the Cleveland Rockers, I'm not saying yes to that gig because I'm not your guy for that gig. Because I know all I would do is be like, the game's not played above the rim, right? Like Draymond going to the All-Star game, knowing he's going to crap all over it. That's not the role for that person in that job. You need someone to be a cheerleader for the sport at that point. You do. That's the job that you have at All-Star Weekend. Talk about how much you love All-Star Weekend. And if you don't, then guess what? Don't take that assignment. But as we were going through this and I was kind of ripping on Inside the NBA and what they do and their approach to it all, I then started ripping the actual game itself as well. And I was wondering if we can even have an NBA conversation at this point where it doesn't turn into they don't play that many games, They take five more threes a game this year than they did even just last year. 75 threes a game is insane. And it feels like the game is very one-dimensional in many aspects. Like, how am I supposed to get mad at these guys when it feels like every conversation we have about the NBA, if we're not talking about the other parts of the NBA, which is ring chasing, which is free agency, and which is social media beefs, when we actually talk about the game, we talk about how much we just dislike it right now.
Well, the game right now is, frankly, firing up a bunch of threes, layups and dunks. There's no mid-range game. There's no post-game anymore, right? There are very few beefs in the NBA because they all came up through AAU and, you know, traveling basketball.
They're more friendly than they were, for sure.
I mean, they're all friends. They're all scheming how they can play together. So it's the quality of the product not as good or as intense as I grew up with. Players not liking players, that's okay. But I realize in today's social media world where
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Everything becomes a thing. You know, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird hated each other with a passion when they played. Now they get along fine and they respect, but when they played, like, they were ready to come to blows every time they were on the floor together. And I'm not saying that's what the league should be, but like, I do feel like it is very friendly. And that's why I really appreciate this Cavalier team, because the core four, all of them have been paid. No one's fighting for the next big contract right now. They're all taken care of for the next few years.
Yeah.
Everybody understands their role. Everybody roots for each other. Everyone's trying to set each other up for success. That's hard to find in this league right now.
And we do. And we have one of the few teams where it's not just a constant, I hate watching this team moment.
Right. And two, you hear rumblings around the league. Everyone wants to come to Cleveland now because of this group and this locker room and this, you know, culture that's here. It's all of a sudden a fun place to play. Okay, so we're not South Beach. It's not sunny and 70 degrees outside right now. In fact, it's quite the opposite. But the culture that has been built organizationally and the players around the league, I think, respect what the Cavaliers have built here. They've done it the right way. There have been no shortcuts. They've missed the play-in tournament. They've advanced through it. They've been bounced in the first round of the playoffs. They've gotten past the first round of the playoffs. The next step is to get to the conference finals and play for an NBA championship, right? Organizationally, they've drafted well. Mm-hmm. They've used the players they've either drafted or their draft assets to acquire guys. Like the Cavaliers, Kobe Altman, Dan Gilbert, they've done this the right way to build. And that's why this group is so easy to root for. And that's my, yeah, they get to win a Larry O'Brien trophy because it's so rare in sports. What are you?
But it feels like even if you're in Oklahoma City, you're really the only two places that really have not spent the majority of the season complaining. Even Boston fans have been complaining about the product.
Boston's played about everything because they're so entitled; they think they should win.
We've had 170 different games this year already to see points or more. Like the 3-point effect has blown games out of proportion. But the reality of that is, when we try to even have conversations about the NBA, it just turns into the game sucks now for reasons X, Y, and Z. 216-474-0092. We come on back. We'll get back into the Browns. Stefanski and Barry are perceived better around the league than they are in Cleveland. Who is off here? And one thing Daryl needs to see in order to get the Browns back. It's Daryl. It's Jonathan. Afternoon Drive right here on the Fed.
I know there's a lot of people frustrated with me because I'm so negative and down on the Browns right now. But the reason I'm so negative and down on the Browns is because they won 3 games last year.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be a playoff team. They were supposed to be a Super Bowl contender. They won 3.
Yeah. And they legitimately thought they were a Super Bowl contender, too. It's not
And not only did they just win 3 games,
yeah,
they got the boots put to them in most of the games.
Yeah.
They weren't even competitive in these games. And so that's why I'm sitting here. Don't tell me how close you are. You're not close. You're delusions of grandeur right now if you think that this football team is a quarterback away or they're close, because they're not. And I'm always going to be honest with fans, whether you like what I have to say or not. I had some nice exchanges on X this morning because I'm not crazy about the idea of spending the number 2 pick in the draft on one of these quarterbacks. I don't think that they're worthy of the pick.
Although you have come around to Cam Ward throughout the show.
I'm not going to feign shock and surprise if one of these guys is picked, because I think there's a very good possibility it's going to happen. Do I think it's the smartest decision in the world? Probably not. But, okay, I'm willing to be open-minded.
The differentiator right there is important, right? The idea that what you would do isn't necessarily what the Browns wound up doing. I think that makes it very hard for a lot of these conversations, is because a lot of the times those interests don't necessarily align.
Right. So, but I'm not going to sit here and sell fans on they're a quarterback away. If they get the quarterback right this offseason,
expecting with free agency out of them, though? Because, again, there's so many different paths that they could take. If we're playing with the idea that they're trying to be competitive next year instead of the idea that they're just going to lay down and die, essentially, if they're trying to be competitive next year, what exactly do they do in free agency? How aggressive are they?
Well, I think they're going to be aggressive. They're always aggressive.
That's Andrew Berry's motto, is to be aggressive. That's one thing I like about Andrew Berry, by the way. I rip on Andrew Berry. I've called for him to be fired. I do love the idea that Andrew Berry won't just sit back and say, I'm happy being a 5-win team.
Right. I think that long term, they're better off realizing what they have, and it's not much. And they should be building not to make themselves look good or save their jobs. Because honestly, I don't think their jobs are in jeopardy.
But we don't know how what the length is, I would argue.
But they just got contract extensions, and you just kept your job after winning 3 games.
Yeah.
Okay? That was an unmitigated disaster. That was also, by the way, the happiest 3-win locker room I've ever been in.
Oh, were they happy?
Well, you'd expect the whole locker room to be grumpy and in foul moods.
I mean, I was grumpy in foul moods. Now, Why can't they be grumpy in foul moods?
Now understand when I say happy, I'm not saying that they were thrilled with the results. I'm just saying that, you know, guys didn't have bad attitudes. Guys weren't angry. You didn't have guys throwing stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, when you said happy, I did think that they were like throwing, parties and such, mariachi bands in the locker room with, all sorts of food and everything like that.
Well, no, but when I say happy is like they all had great attitudes. They took it in stride. Like it felt like
basically described as Cinco de Mayo in my head is what happened. And I don't know why.
It felt like they were resigned to their fate, and We'll come back next year.
Well, in many ways, that's kind of where the fan base did end up getting to, is it didn't feel like they had a chance anyway.
Right. Yeah, show me. Someone got this offseason.
But you do expect them to be aggressive then. I'm curious in what ways. Like, do you think they're going to be, are they going to add a double-digit sack guy? Are they going to add to the wide receiver room? What exactly are they going to do?
I think that they believe they're closer than I believe they are. And for me, that's an issue.
Because part of this is, it's not necessarily trying to sell Myles Garrett that you've done things and you made changes. Like, if you do nothing in free agency, you are waving the white flag in that thought process.
Here's the thing. They have to trade Myles Garrett before the new league year. He's got option bonuses that are due that would raise his dead cap figure.
Is that better than after June 1st? Because you can spread it out from this year and next year?
But I'm saying, though, his cap goes up new league year, and he's paid his bonuses.
For sure, yeah.
So they either have to wait. They either have to do it before.
I keep thinking after June 1st is more likely because you can just spread it out over the 2 years.
Right. Yeah. But I just I'm very realistic about where they're at. They're not close. They think they're close, so I think they're going to act like they're contenders. Andrew Berry's going to operate this offseason as if they're contenders, coming off a 3-win season.
Yeah.
And so I anticipate that he's going to be aggressive. I anticipate he'll spend some money. Deshaun's contract's going to get restructured for the 27th time since they did this contract to get him under the cap. He's going to restructure a couple other contracts to open up the room that he needs to be able to sign, bring some guys in. My object, Jimmy Haslam, basically gives Andrew Berry a blank checkbook. Listen, they spent over $300 million last year.
Yeah.
It's one of the most expensive teams in NFL history. They won 3 games.
I do wonder at what point Haslam shuts off the money faucet. I do wonder at what point he just is like, all right, even you can't sell me on what's going on right now.
I don't think he will.
I think he's very desperate to make this thing a winner.
I don't know if I would use the word desperate, but I understand where you're coming from. He's driven to win.
That's a better word.
He wants to win at all costs, okay?
Yeah, and it's one thing I've always given him credit for, and I really do think we need to acknowledge more. Yes, it hasn't worked out very well, obviously, but this is a different Haslam, in my opinion.
He's had points where he has tried to take a step back and let the people he's hired do their jobs,
yeah.
And then the people he hired didn't do their jobs, and so they feel like they got to step back in again. Like, To be fair to the ownership of the team, they do want to win no matter the cost.
Yeah,
they're just as angry and frustrated about the lack of results as fans are. That's why I will never hear arguments of, well, the Haslams are just pocketing the money from fans. I will never listen to that argument. They do want to win out there. They're just as frustrated as to why they haven't been able to deliver what they want to deliver, and that's a consistent winner. And they're willing to spend whatever it takes, whether it's on facilities, whether it's on players, whatever, right? So there's a real commitment there. But the problem is, and the reason they get so much grief, is because the team has been terrible for much of their ownership. They've had 2 good seasons since this family has taken this team over in the middle of the 2012 season. They've had 2 winning seasons, 2 good seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those seasons, nobody was allowed around the football team.
Yeah.
And I would argue that's the best season this franchise has had in decades. I don't know. Maybe a lesson to be learned there. They clearly didn't learn that lesson. But, the second to last year, or this last time where they went 11-6, I mean, they got lucky in the face of not getting lucky.
Yeah, and all the advanced analytics, too, by the way, had said that they probably should have been around a 500 team, even with everything Joe Flacco was doing.
And I think the mistake that Andrew Berry made last year, last offseason, is he ran it back. Okay, we added Jerry Jeudy. We're good to go.
Yeah, they didn't look into, for such an analytical team, they didn't look into some of the obvious analytics that suggested that they had a lot of luck that played into their record.
They went
6-2
record. In 1-score games.
Yeah.
Okay? And then this year, they went 2-4. They were only good enough to play
at least we'll have an acknowledgement, though, from them that they can't just run it back from last year to this year.
But
so we're
going
to see them shaking the snow globe a little bit.
Yeah, but think about that. They were only good enough to play in 6 1-score games this past season out of 17 games. That's why they're not close.
Yeah.
They only won 2 of them.
Yeah, meanwhile, the Chiefs went, 13-0 in 1-score games this year?
Yeah.
And there's a lot you can really parse out in that. But that's an unfair comment by me.
Do you kind of get the picture of why I feel they really
are far away?
I don't
hate you being in prove it mode. I think that's actually a very healthy way to look at it. You're in a, you have to show me. And that show me might take a little bit more time. By the way, Daryl today brought to you by our friends over there at Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. One more segment left to play with you guys in case we missed it. Comes your way next right here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.